babe, because I practically lived in that dormitory. And I told her, because right then in the process of renovating the whole entire, you know, building, I said, just let me graduate. I'll do it for them. I'll do it for them.
Give me the paint.
Just give me the privilege. I'll throw some Molotov cocktail, anything. I'm telling you, I went through changes up there. But you know, when you set out certain goals to try to accomplish in life, you know, whatever it takes, you know, with certain respectability and certain, you know, dignity, you try to do it. And I kid you not, you know, with the family and everything.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard. And then you see you have numerous of people who are going to try to buck you as if that, you know, you had these stumbling blocks, you know. Mm-hmm. And like they just won't move. They just want to move. You're like, you want to put dynamite, everything. They just want to move in a way, shape, or passion, you know. But I got over though. I really did.
I think it's something like trying to go up an escalator the wrong way.
And there you go.
And it's moving that way.
Many times I felt like I said, hey, babe, you know, forget it. Cat it. They can have good riddance. But no, I'm telling you, man. You know. It was quite an experience for me, you know, jumping from home life straight into marriage, you know, not really being exposed, you know, to the campus life or really being exposed to what's out there. It was a dog, you know, because it was a period of adjustment I had to go through. Mm-hmm. Leaving my family, you know, my children, you know, my husband, everything went through my mind, you know, my daughter suffers with asthma, you know, and I don't know, I guess God gives every mother certain intuition when certain things are not going too cool. And I could tell precisely when my daughter was having an asthma attack. And I said, X, I see y'all later. I'm coming home to see about my children, you know. And I would do it. And some were very empathetic. Not sympathetic because I don't want nobody to pity me for nothing, you know. But they were really understanding, you know. And this is what I can appreciate in some of them. And some of just purity, plump. Yeah. Nasty, really. And my fellas were kind of twisted one or two times behind it, but I said, you know, be cool and be nice. It was a trip.
Yeah, this is definitely an experience. I mean, when I went to school,
yeah, but see, it's a difference. This is I firmly believe that whenever a student finishes high school, he should at least have about 2 years of working experience and then go to college. Then like that, he would have sense of responsibility, sense of direction. He would put all of his values in a prospective order. You know, what takes first top priority, what next, so forth and so on. And you find a lot of them just out of high school, like going away from him, away from mama, you know, all this freedom, you know, I do what I want, you know, I come and go, and I go, wow, don't do this, don't have none of this, don't do this, don't do that, you can't go here, you can't come there, you know, all this type of thing, you know, they feel and realize that mama issued out coins, you know, to send them to school. And then when they get to their third year, their junior, look back. He said, what the hell I've been doing these past couple of years? That's when the serious mark begin to take place, that third year. And then sometimes for some, it's too late. And then for some of them, they're able to, you know, rectify whatever it is that they have, you know, messed up. And then that's when they get serious and they buckle down. But the difference with a married individual, a person who's been out for quite a while and decided to go out of school, they know it's hard as hell out here. And they know, hey, you got to be on top if you expect to maintain a job halfway decent, you know. You have to really prove yourself worthy. And when you get out there, man, you're serious. You're just as serious as you would want to be. I don't know, maybe I'm speaking in generality because that's the way I was. I was very serious, you know. I didn't crack a smile with none of them. A lot of people say, seriously, slow up, they're going to give you a speeding ticket for walking so fast. I'll walk through my kid. Look, I just had one track mind.